Hey everyone, it's Melody here from Equine Entrepreneurs. I'm a business coach for people with horse businesses from all around the world. But today I'm going to talk to you about my horse, JD. He is an Irish sport horse and he is such a character, does some weird and wonderful things. And I always seem to be able to find a little bit of a story for you guys with a bit of a business lesson at the end of it. Today's story is actually a little bit different. It's not so much about something that he did, but it's something that I did. So at the beginning of September, 5 months ago from about now, I got quite badly injured and I haven't actually ridden him since then. I haven't been able to. Almost ready to get back on again now. Now, JD is actually a very quiet ride. Typically, he is more whoa than go. I like to call him an energy conservationist. He doesn't exert himself unless he needs to. I can find the go button when I need it, and then he can be quite forward and quite the horse to handle. But typically, if I were just to, you know, hop on, he would just plod around until I actually found the go button and got him going. So he's, you know, not the sort of horse that normally I would lunge before for half an hour and make sure he was all wound down and all that sort of thing. But a friend said, you know what, after 5 months off, and then previous to that, he'd had another 5 months off with me, believe it or not, having another injury. Someone suggested I should pop him on the lunge. So I did that. And oh my gosh, I am so glad I did that. He plunge bucked for the first lap, reared up, kicked out, ran like a maniac, tried to take off. I was so glad that I had gloves on. The lunge rein, I ended up having to put it behind my back to actually use a bit of my body weight to actually slow him down. And then I readjusted everything, settled him down, told him he was being a bit of a jerk, and off we went again. And I've actually lunged him a couple of times since then. I actually thought it might be an idea to actually pop the saddle on this time, because that first time I just lunged him in a halter. I put the saddle on and he bronked for a good lap, maybe a lap and a half. And every time I asked him to go out of a trot into a canter, he just bronked and bronked and bronked. Big horse, really glad, really, really glad that I had done that preparation, because there was no way I could sit a bronc. I'm not that confident a rider. I'm not that capable necessarily of staying on. After the first buck, I can probably sit one, and then after the first couple, I'm going straight over the handlebars. And after the last two injuries I've had, I really don't want to be back in hospital anytime soon. Thank you very much. So I've got to be overcautious here and make sure that I'm not taking any risks and do as much preparation as I need to. I actually typically would not be a big preparation person, and perhaps that's something that, as horsemanship goes, isn't necessarily a good thing. I'm very fortunate. I have a very tolerant and accepting, easygoing horse typically. But, you know, the last year has given him so much buildup of energy that, yeah, it's obviously it's all coming out right now. So I guess one of the things that I wanted to relate this back to is in business, that we often jump into things without enough preparation and then we wonder why things go pear-shaped. And that's just because we haven't planned stuff. We've left things until the last minute, or we just haven't planned out, we haven't scenario planned, we haven't thought ahead about what will happen if this happens, what will happen if that happens. We've put ourselves on a deadline, perhaps. You know, if I had have entered a show or a competition or paid for a rally day at dressage club or something like that, I would have like a date in my mind that would be pressuring me. And whilst I have put some of those dates in my diary, which is a little bit of internal pressure for me and a bit of impatience, because, you know, I've not been able to ride for 9 of the last 12 months. And that's been pretty frustrating for someone that is a very active, constantly on the go kind of a person. But I guess the lesson for me with JD being such a hoon on the lunge, out of character, he's never particularly done that. Every now and then, the odd little buck here and there, but normally he settles, normally he quiets down, and everything's good. No, he's got it all going on, and part of that is not enough of this kind of handling, of groundwork handling. There's been lots of pats and hugs and brushing and all that sort of thing, but no gear on and stuff like that. So he's got to have a bit of work done to get back to where we were. And that's okay. I need to spend the time to do that, to prepare before I go anywhere like dressage club or any kind of competition, because otherwise, if I take him out unprepared, I'm not going to be prepared, he's not going to be prepared, and that could easily end in tears for both of us. It's not fair on him, and it's certainly putting myself at risk. So why would you do the same thing to yourself in business? I see people do it all the time. They give themselves a deadline, or they leave things until the last minute. They don't sit and think things through, and then they get stung. They might leave things till the last minute and have to pay extra freight for an order or something like that. Or they might be launching something and just not have the time to put into the preparing their audience for it and warming their audience up. And so what happens is then they start promoting something out of the blue. They've done no prep for it. They haven't got people thinking about it on social media. They don't actually know what their ideal client wants necessarily. They've done no research. They're just like, oh, I've got this thing, I'm going to promote it, let's go. So I guess if we can take a lesson from my experience with JD in this last fortnight and some of the antics that he has put up, and it's been somewhat, I've been trying not to laugh at him because he really has been quite naughty, but it's quite funny watching him do it because it's so out of the ordinary for him. And he is just exerting himself and having so much fun. He's having the time of his life. Just too much energy. Some great food and some, yeah, way too much energy. So the lesson, I think, is that we need to prepare no matter what we're doing. So we typically will prepare in our personal lives, but we may not think about it enough for our business. So is there something that you're planning in your business that you need to consider putting in a little bit of preparation work? One of the things that I make my clients do is at the beginning of the year, so this has been something that we've been working on in the last month with all of my group coaching programs, is to get all the clients to put together a 12-month calendar of what they plan to do in their business for the next 12 months. It depends on what kind of business it is. It might be a service-based or a product-based, but either way, there'll be certain times of the year that certain things will happen. With the service-based businesses, they know that the really, really hot weather or really, really cold weather will typically affect them. So what are they going to do in those times? Product-based businesses, there's certain times of the year that they have traditional sales. They may have seasonal products, all of that sort of thing. So there's no point getting to mid-November and going, oh gosh, I should really put a Christmas sale together. You need to have thought of that far, far, far earlier. It's not like Christmas is ever a surprise. It happens the same time every single year. So why not plan it far in advance? Why not plan it? And on those cold winter days, so I'm in Australia, so winter is, you know, June, July kind of time. On those cold winter days for me, that's a great time where I can't go out and ride because it's hailing all day. That's a perfect time for me to prepare stuff for December or September when I'm out riding all the time, because I've got that extra time to spend and plan ahead. So the only way that I could do that is to have a 12-month plan to know what I'm heading for. In the beginning of January, I created a heap of content ready up until pretty much June for a couple of my coaching programs. So everything's written. I sat down, bashed it out in, it took me a couple of weeks, but a time that traditionally it's very, very hot here. My family is all on wind down, relax. We don't go anywhere. We don't do anything. We just kind of hang out at home, and the husband and son watch sport and whatever. So it's one of those things. It's a downtime. So have a think about the lesson that JD shared with us today: to plan ahead, prepare, know what's coming up, know what to expect, and see if that can help you in your business. Until next time, have a great day. Bye.